Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dell laptop. I've been asked to speak for the Bhagavat Darshan festival upcoming in Tamil. So in this regard, I'm going to quote from a letter by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is, of course, the founder of Acharya of ISKCON. He's also the founder of the Back to Godhead magazine on the order of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I'm reading from a letter that he wrote from Los Angeles back to India to Hitsaram Sharma, who was someone who Srila Prabhupada was closely associated with in India before he came to the West, before Srila Prabhupada came to the West. And Srila Prabhupada in this letter is discussing about the magazine Back to Godhead, which he'd restarted after going to the United States of America through the agency of his disciple. So I'm reading from, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the purpose of the Krishna Conscious Movement and the role that the Back to Godhead magazine plays in that. So I'll just read from this. Srila Prabhupada wrote in this letter, "Our propagation is to turn people's mind to the actual existence of God. And we want to preach that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to understand Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is the first and foremost scripture." So I'll just go through those two sentences. Here the use of Srila Prabhupada's use of the word actual is very significant. God is a well-known term, and probably the majority, almost certainly the majority of the people in the world, if you ask them, do they believe in God in some way or other, they'll say yes, probably the majority. Well, there are many people in, probably the majority of people in China wouldn't say yes, but overall we'd probably get it. Anyway, many billions of people would say yes. But what is the actual existence of God? What do people know? You're going in the villages, Vishnu Swami. You're meeting people and talking with them about God. They're anxious. They'd like to know, many people. And they're honest enough and sincere enough to recognize that they don't... The fact that they welcome you to speak about God means that they are honest and sincere enough to recognize that they don't know and they want to know. But it's not like that all over the world. Telugu people are very... open to religion, you could say, more than other places. But what is the actual existence of God? I'm talking about the Tamil people, but they're similar to the Tamil, just because Vishnu Swami is here. They're very interested in God, but they're very liable to be misled. Sai Baba?
No, recently Sai Baba, earlier they have concept of different Shiva.
But the very fact that Sai Baba became so popular, actually first of all it was in the Telugu speaking area, and then later it spread to Tamil Nadu, and only then later it spread more widely. It was mostly a South Indian phenomenon. And Tamil Nadu, we have another situation where we have in Sri Rangam, the spiritual capital of the Tamil-speaking people, the Vaishnav capital, there's a big statue with a huge statue of one great demon, and there is written, "There is no God, there is no God, there is no God." As if just by his asserting it, it becomes true. But then Kali Yuga, Satyam Darsham Evahi, something like that. Whatever, if you say it with strong conviction, and people think, "Oh, must be true. Must be true. He went to the moon." We went to the moon. America needs Reagan. Prabhupada was quoting that. Was it Nixon? America needs Nixon. It was Nixon's slogan in the presidential election and sometime in the 90s. America, yes, 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 we all have to go and do our duty and vote. America needs Nixon. If you say it enough, people start to believe it. So what is the actual, there is God? Who is God? What is the nature of God? Succinctly, Prabhupada says, we want to preach that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the Vedas, Vedangas, all the great saintly persons over eternal time they've been searching for, it's all summarized in this statement, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to understand Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is the first and foremost scripture. The topics of Back to Godhead, they're more on the level of Bhagavad Gita than the level of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is it's advanced science of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita is advanced, no doubt, but the very topic is advanced, just like we don't. They have all these, what is that, books for dummies, what is it? Some examples, Windows for Dummies. You got to be a dummy to use Windows, anyway. I use it. But you know, is there any book Rocket Science for Dummies? I wouldn't know, but I don't think so, because to study rocket science, dummies, they don't even get entrance there. You know what a dummy means? It means fool, person of low intelligence. It's a what is a dummy? You know, in the shop they have the shop window, they have the statuette, figurine of a woman, and they put a sari. So that's a dummy. It means it looks like a human, but it has no brain. So if someone looks like a human, but they have not a very intelligently functioning brain, they're called a dummy. And there's a series of books which teach various subjects in a very simple way for dummies. You see, it's for. So rocket science, it's not for dummies. So the same way Bhagavad Gita, we say it's the beginning, but it's for the topmost transcendentalists, actually. But that is the subject matter of Back to Godhead, to teach at this level. And there may be other discussions also concerning the nature of Krishna. In Back to Godhead, it would be very suitable, if in Indian editions, it would be very suitable to discuss topics that arise from Bhagavatam, like is Krishna immoral and things like this, because those questions are there in the air. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada's giving the general idea. I'm continuing to read from this letter. This is the subject matter of Back to Godhead magazine. And to be in constant touch with Krishna, the only vibration is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the only activities or engagement of the people should be in the service of Krishna. So that this, these four principles, this is paraphrasing Eko Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Deva Devaki Putra Eva. What's the next line? Eko mantras tasya namani yani kamapyekam tasya devasya seva. So that should be the subject matter, according to this letter from Srila Prabhupada. This is the subject matter of the Back to Godhead. These four principles should be thoroughly preached through the ISKCON magazine Back to Godhead and all thought-provoking articles. Yeah, Back to Godhead should not be a magazine that's good for reading at night to help you go to sleep. Soporific is the word. Sleep-inducing. It should be thought-provoking. It should, rather, it should be that you wake up in the middle of the night and think, "Oh, I read that in Back to Godhead. Oh, what's that? That's very. I never thought of that before." There are so many thought-provoking ideas that we learn from Srila Prabhupada, For instance, Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitunam Cha Samanya Maitat Pashubhya Naranam, that humans and animals eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Dharmo hite shamadiko vichesham dharmena hina pashubhya naranam. The difference between a human and an animal is that a human observes dharma. So a human who doesn't observe dharma is just an animal. Whoa, I never thought of that. Whoa, you wake up in the night. Whoa, I got to read that again. I got to get a subscription for Back to Godhead, Bhagavad Darshan. Otherwise, there are so many boring spiritual magazines. Be good, smile at others. Smile is your face value. So many, nothing, no substance. Just empty words. Be good. The truth is within you. And just nothing, there's nothing there. Just fluff. It's a violence to the trees to cut them down and print such things on them. So, thought-provoking articles, philosophy, logic, art, sciences, everything should be engaged to develop this idea. So do it. Write it, distribute it. 40,000 subscriptions so far in Tamil Nadu.
Circulation,
40,000. Okay, go for a lakh and go for more. Get it more. Time magazine, well, probably said Life magazine. Life magazine died in the meantime. Is it? Or did they revive it? Had a reincarnation? Life magazine was so popular, but it died. The name of the magazine was Life. It was, Prabhupada said this Back to Godhead should be as popular as the Life magazine. And it died. Just like in India in the 1970s, the Illustrated Weekly of India was everywhere, and it died. Nasato vidyate bhavo, that which is shouldn't anyway. What do we care for their magazines? But distribute this. Hare Krishna. That's all for the Bhagavad Darshan magazine.